If anyone at this year's AirVenture 2005 here in Oshkosh has achieved a sort of cult status, it's Scaled Composites Chief Bert Rutan. The innovative aircraft designer last year won the $10 million Ansari X Prize, launching his Spaceship One into suborbital space twice in a span of just 2 weeks. Rutan, a longtime EAA member, spoke to a packed house at the Theater in the Woods this week. His talk lasted more than an hour, more than we'd like to upload in a single file, so we've segmented the talk for easier download. The first person you'll hear is EAA President Tom Poberesny.
You're going to hear about winning the X Prize and a little later about the future of space travel. When we tell you about the future, that'll be Will Whitehorn, who's President of Virgin Galactic, and Sir Richard Branson will share that story with you. But before we get to that story, we're going to introduce three people that you've met before. I'm sure you'll see again in the future, but this is a special night to recognize them. First of all, the man who flew the second flight in winning the X Prize, our second commercial astronaut, let's welcome Brian Binney.
Thank you, Tom.
A gentleman who you know very well, met Bert Rutan as a result of building a very big one. He's come a long way since the very big one in terms of speed, distance, and altitude. Our first commercial astronaut in the United States and the world, let's welcome back Mike Melville.
Thank you so much. Gee whiz. This is the place to be, Tommy.
Should we get started now, or do we have somebody else we want to bring out? Now, what did Steve Weaver say at the beginning of this guy named Bert? Somebody who's been coming to 35 conventions in a row, lifetime EA member, aircraft designer, entrepreneur, innovator, and visionary. The gentleman who told me someday he'd fly to Oshkosh via space, and he did that yesterday, you know who he is. Let's give him a big round of applause. Bert Rutan. Mike and Brian, we want to talk about winning the X Prize. Without further ado, the program is yours.
Andy, this is eight o'clock. This must be about winning the X Prize.
Right.
Well, we've been giving so many talks here since we arrived yesterday have we prepared for this one, guys? You know, I think we're going to need some help.
I think so too.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to do. We have brought an unusually large number of Scaled Composites people here to the show this year, because it's not unusual for us to show up at an Oshkosh convention with a new airplane that hasn't been publicly displayed. But this year, we have three. The White Knight and Spaceship that arrived to the evening air show last night, and at 3 o'clock tomorrow, is it still on for three?
3:15.
The Global Flyer will fly in, which just flew a nonstop around the world flight with Steve Fawcett. It will be here tomorrow. So we are absolutely proud to be able to bring to the show three new airplanes in 1 year. And I'm really looking forward to bringing up our crew and introducing you to more than just the folk who get up here in these bright lights, but introduce you to the people that make it happen in our culture, in our small company at Mojave. And I'm going to have trouble doing this. Mike's going to have to help out because these lights are so bright I can't even recognize. Let me just ask that the scale people from Mojave come on up on the stage. And also, folks that come from kind of a different planet in aerospace. These are folks that work very hard, partially because there's nothing else to do in Mojave, California. And also partially because we think it's important in our work to always question the safety of the product and never defend it.
Sure.
So we, I thought I was on this one.
It wasn't,
that wasn't working. Okay.
You talk loud enough anyway.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, our culture requires everyone to question what we're doing at all times and to suggest, hey, isn't there a better way of doing it? Rather than saying, hey, we got a good product and it's good enough. And that seems kind of simple, but it is so backwards from what's done in aerospace, and it's so backward from what's done in government research, that it has given us the success that we have in developing some 39 new airplane types in 30 years and without accidents. So that is extremely important. And I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart to for what you've done for us in this program. And I wish the whole team was here. But this morning it was just great to see the crew chiefs, Steve Losey and Rick Aldrich, talk about preparing the spaceship for flying. And I don't think there's ever been a talk at Oshkosh about like that. It's probably a first. And the crowd was just mesmerized, as was I, at these guys describing the things that they do and very, very important things that they do in order for us to make this accomplishment of a new manned space flight with a private company. So anyway, Mike, you want
to? You know, Bert, I think the best thing to do is to have each of them step forward. Sean, why don't you step forward? Yeah, and just give us a little description of what you did. This guy here is an electrical engineer, and he wired up those airplanes for us and made sure the radios and things work.
Yeah, I just designed the electrical systems for White Knight, Spaceship, Global Flyer, and
just a few other things that you do.
A couple other airplanes.
Sean has not had much recognition, but he deserves it, let me tell you. Mike Alsbury, my co-pilot in the Proteus, one of the best damn pilots around, too. This guy is wonderful. Introduce yourself, Mike. Tell us what you do.
I was just one of the guys in the yellow shirts up in Mission Control trying to keep Mike and Brian safe.
Now, what Mike does is he watches all the systems in the airplane. If he sees an anomaly, he lets us know. And so he keeps us safe. He's a good guy. Steve Losey, crew chief on the spaceship. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I had the great pleasure of playing crew chief on the spaceship. It was an awesome experience. Thank you, Bert. Yeah, you Mike.
Did a good job building it, too, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, what he didn't tell you, he also built the airplane.
Yeah. Also, Steve and I together built the boomerang, too. So we had a little moonlight job about 10 years ago.
That's true. But Steve built the Spaceship One from the ground up and is the crew chief. And here we got Cash Ogziger, a good friend of mine. He does all the research work and makes sure that our layups are safe. He'll take the basic layup and he'll test it on a machine. He'll let the engineers know, yep, that's how much load it'll take. And he's really been involved heavily in keeping the Spaceship One safe and working on it.